guys doing? Good, good, good. I'm doing good. I just got back from Morocco. Thank you. Yeah, black people be traveling. They let us do it now. It's cute. I went to Morocco. My mom paid for everything, so I'm still pretending I had a good time. It's fun. It was rough. I went with my family, right? I went with my mom and my sister. We have different habits. They are both TV sleepers. Yeah, if you're not groaning, a TV sleeper is somebody who cannot sleep unless the TV is on. I personally don't do that because I am not a monster. They do this, and they are very adamant about it. Their argument is that the TV helps to drown out their waking thoughts. I assume the thoughts they're trying to drown out are thoughts like consideration for others, you know? You know, just general awareness. So I didn't get a lot of sleep on this trip, and when I don't get a lot of sleep, I'm very emotional. What I'm telling you is that we paid a lot of money for me to cry in another country. Very cute. I'm a female Lyft driver. Give it up for that. Yeah, driving, doing the devil's work. By devil, I mean you guys. Yeah, I'm a Lyft and Uber driver. A lot of people want to hear the horror stories. I get that. But honestly, the craziest thing that continues to happen to me is that people still ask me, hey, how do you like driving for Lyft and Uber? I just thought we were all under the impression that nobody's doing this on purpose. One thing about being a female driver is that there are not a lot of places to pee on the road. Yeah. So it's the first job I've had where I've considered getting adult diapers. It's also the first job I've had where I've purchased and worn adult diapers. Yeah, I did it, because I have a little something called courage. Do you understand? I'm a badass. You know, like, do you understand the balls it takes to be actively peeing and look a passenger in their eye? Like, it's not happening. Like, hop on, Judy, I'm peeing in here. You know what I mean? I was brave when I bought them too. Do you know? They can smell fear in a Kmart. Do you understand that? I got another employee involved. Do you understand? That's some balls. I was like, Karen, take me to your diapers. I'm gonna need them thick. I'm gonna need them beige, okay? I'm gonna need them itchy, okay? I wanna be reminded that they're there. It's fine. She helped me out. She gave me the kind that was, they're super absorbent. They soaked up all of my dignity. Came out blue, just like the commercials. Fucking bad, dry ass. That's what I am. I'm not wearing them now, just so you know. They don't go with this outfit. Thank you, ma'am. You're right. I don't know if you guys like a chatty ride. But you're correct. I can't. I hate a chatty ride. I cannot stand a chatty Kathy. In fact, the other day I got a ride request from somebody named Kathy. I canceled that shit immediately. I was like, your name has some bad PR. I'm sorry, man. Change it in the app. I'm sorry, get your daughter to change it in the app. Kathy's always a mom. She's always a mom. So I started doing this thing to get passengers to be quiet when they get in my car. I started playing jazz. Yeah, jazz, right? It works every time because they get in the car and they're like, ooh, is that jazz? And that's when they think that we have a connection. And that's when I start scatting. Just a little squeezing, bop, 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 bop. See, now we're all quiet because I've made it weird. It works every time. I love it. Sometimes people are too quiet, though. I'll admit this to you guys tonight. Sometimes on a really long ride, I forget I have a passenger. It's happened, okay? I'm just gonna let you guys know, it's happened. I was driving this one woman, it was like an hour and a half ride. 30 minutes in, I'm in the zone, right? It's just me and Ira Glass, okay? 30 minutes in, I hear a sniff in the backseat. She sniffs. I say, oh my God! I swerve the car. Now we're both screaming. Once we calm down, I say, ma'am, I don't know if you realize this, but we almost died back there, and it is 100% your fault. So I'm gonna need you to make some signs of life every 5 minutes. I don't know if you gotta hum a tune, whip out a BuzzFeed article about cats and chuckle to yourself. I don't know, maybe you need to catch the Holy Ghost every now and then, you know, set a time there and just set a hallelujah, you know, every now and then. Basically, I'm gonna need you to pretend to have Tourette's for my safety, okay? I will tell you one horror story. This is truly horrifying. A guy got in my car, and the first question out of his mouth was, hey, if I were to pour acid on you, yeah. He said, hey, if I were to pour acid on you, which Ninja Turtle would you be? Yeah. He said that instead of, hey, which Ninja Turtle would you be? See how I did that without the word acid? It's real easy. I did mention it to him. I was like, dude, you cannot get in a girl's car and say anything about pouring acid. Also, why would you ask me such a ridiculous question? I'm obviously a Donatello. You know what I mean? Like, clearly. Like, when he got out of the car, I was like, I gave him a 1-star review. And they always make you fill out comments when you do that, right? So in the comment section, I let him know. I was like, hey, this guy made me feel really unsafe. He knew all the names to the Ninja Turtles. But didn't know that they were created with radioactive ooze and not acid. It's a very terrifying gap in his information. He's very scared. I did have, had a white guy get in my car and announce that he was a rapper. And then he plugged his phone in, and then he performed. And then he asked me what I thought. And I said, hey, if I were to pour acid on you. You guys, I've been crystal.